what you see in the evolution of the hero, if you want to take it from Beowulf through Tolkien's depictions in The Lord of the Rings, through the film version of The Lord of the Rings, and then even more pronounced in the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant, which we'll get to in a moment, you'll see that Beowulf as a hero has no doubts. He has no existential doubts. Well, maybe I shouldn't be a hero. Maybe it's not a good idea. It's basically, I'll fight the monster or I'll die. And that's it. When the dragon comes and burns down Beowulf's castle, he has a moment of dark thoughts when he wonders if God is punishing him because of something. But then he says, nah, and goes off and fights the dragon anyway. That's a medieval hero. Gawain and the Green Knight, same way. Most of the Arthurian heroes, same way. They don't question whether they should be a hero or not. They question whether they're going to win or not. Then we come to Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. And although Aragorn has this laser-like focus on winning the war and thus becoming king, he's also willing to die to not become king, to get killed when they all go off to Mordor to distract Sauron, as long as the world can be saved. That makes him much more of a modernist hero, much more of a 20th century hero. And why? Because the hero who has no doubts is really scary to us after the events of the 20th century. At least this is what I would stipulate. That before that point, especially in the medieval time period, the only question was, how do you have a good person be the one who has the power? After the 20th century, we start to believe that having the power makes a good person turn bad. Tolkien's trying to finesse this with Aragorn. Aragorn never doubts that he deserves the power, never doubts that he should be king, but he's really focused around the idea of service. He goes off in the wilderness and he hunts for Gollum and he protects the Shire for actually decades and decades. Aragorn is way older than he looks. In fact, he dies at the age of 256 and he doesn't look a day over 100. In fact, he's in his 80s during the events of The Lord of the Rings. Aragorn represents a different kind of hero than the medieval hero, but even Aragorn was really not acceptable to a movie audience and to a late 20th century audience. And so when the actor Viggo Mortensen enacts the role of Aragorn, you see him not with that laser-like focus on becoming king and winning the war, but with the kind of doubts that a standard a reluctant hero would have. Aragorn wonders, oh, you know, my ancestor Isildur, he gave into the ring. Maybe I would give into the ring. Maybe I shouldn't be king. Maybe I shouldn't even do things here. And that kind of tortured approach makes him far more palatable to us. Because I think in our current society and culture, if we saw someone who said, oh, yes, I definitely should be the leader of everyone, and I have no doubts that I'd be a great leader, we would run away from that person because we have the example of people who sought that kind of power throughout the history of the 20th century. But this whole view of the hero, whether it was a sacrificial hero like Frodo or a kingly hero like Aragorn, really, really bothered quite a number of writers who came along. Some of those writers disagreed with Tolkien very strongly on political grounds, and some disagree with him on aesthetic grounds. And Stephen R. Donaldson, who's going to be the subject of most of the rest of this lecture, disagreed on both.